Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh yeah, are you ready? Love the fairground effort, says Tim in Reading. It was fairground, was it? It was more kind of Oompa.
Yeah, like those German beer, like Oktoberfest.
Yeah. In September.
Yeah.
Joe driving to Welsh Wales says, epic, only Blue Friday. Cow on a tractor in Worcester says, Scott, I sneezed and missed it. Could you please repeat that? I don't think anyone wants to hear that again. Impressive length, Mills, says Rich in Forley. Love you, bye. loving this week's IOBF. Cheers, Rich.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's only been Friday. This is Scott Mills. I've got Wonder Years from 5 o'clock. We're going from 98 onwards tonight. If the sun is shining where you are, and it is in a lot of places today, they will sound magnificent. That's at 5, ready for the weekend at 6. Just need to clear this up. Max has been on, and a few other people as well, over the last few days about the Loca People song. Just to confirm, on Loca People, she does not say, when I came to Spain and I saw people farting.
When I came to Spain and I saw people farting...
Partying.
What the?
And you don't see people fart, you either hear it or smell it.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Don't know why, but people have been a little bit obsessed this week with the fact that I am looking after a dog at the moment. Do you remember I told you I spilt red wine on a white dog that I'm looking after? It's my flatmate's sister's dog. And today is the day where... we returned the dog to its rightful owner, and last night I washed the dog.
Yes,
in the proper white shampoo, and the stain is now gone. So I don't know why I'm telling this, but a lot of people are like, "What's the latest in the dog story?" So the dog goes back to its owner tonight, and they will never know that the wine was spilled on it.
Apart from the fact you've talked about it every day since Monday, and one of her friends even texted in.
Oh yeah.
As much as you like to think that was a coincidence.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If you know this dog's owner, please will you do me a favour and can we just keep it between us? Is that all right?
What goes on the dog stays on the dog.
What goes on the dog stays on the dog, and what goes on national radio is on national radio, but I don't want you to tell her, all right? Her name's Jo. She loves that dog.
Dog called Maggie.
Yeah, dog called Maggie. I don't want her to ever know. So if you could, like, I'm asking you, as a listener, to keep that a secret. Is that all right? Let's never speak of it again. It never happened, all right? Cool. Right, after 4:30, it's the interview of the year, quite possibly, between Becky and Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis, stars of the film, Friends with Benefits. Which you've seen, haven't you?
It was brilliant. It was a really, really good film.
It's on posters everywhere. It's on loads of buses.
I'm going to go and see it again when it's actually out.
Is it that good?
Yeah, it's funny.
And Justin Timberlake got hot again.
He has. He really has. And I don't think that helped the interview situation.
In The Social Network, not hot. In Friends with Benefits, smoking hot. Did that not help?
No, because I then got really nervous.
Oh, God. So if you cringe easily... Just to warn you, it's going to be on at about 4:40. I had nothing to do with this. It's just between Becky and JT and Mila Kunis.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hello, who's that?
Katie. How are you?
I'm good, Katie. Where are you today?
I'm in Derby.
How can I help?
Well, today I've had the day off work, and I spoke to someone from work on the phone, and then I got another call back, and it was from an unknown number, so I was like, oh, it's just going to be someone from work. And all week, I've had stuck in my head the Johnny song.
Yeah.
And so I was like, right, I'm just going to go, Johnny, esta mata su loca, and then...
Johnny, la gente esta muy loca.
And yeah, what it the? Wasn't anyone from work.
I like it that you call it the Johnny song.
Well, I... It's sort of, yeah.
So who was it on the phone then when you answered with that, Johnny?
It was someone who, my parents are trying to sell their house.
Okay, good.
And it was the estate agent.
Oh, good. Well
so
done, everyone.
That was really good. And then she thought that, she was just like, oh, sorry, I think I must have the wrong number. I had this down.
I know.
To get hold of you. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were someone else.
And also, how you nailed that accent, she would have thought she was speaking to an actual Spanish.
I know, you know, I thought she would. Yeah. I really thought she would.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, have a good weekend. Hope things get better.
Thanks.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, if you cringe easily, you might want to turn away from the radio for the next few minutes. Who did that? Was it Natasha Bedingfield, wasn't it? I cringe easily?
Yeah.
So, a couple of weeks back, I wasn't here, and Becky got to interview Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis, who are stars of this film, which looks really good. Is it out yet?
I think it's out on the 5th of September.
Cool. And it's called... Well, it's today, isn't it? No.
No. Is it out today or is it out next week? It's either out today or next week.
Yeah, anyway, it looks good. It's called Friends with Benefits. It's good that we know this.
I'm glad to help.
Yeah, really good. So, we just left Becky in charge of the interview, really. So, here it is. So the interview starts and you do your introduction, right?
Yeah. Hey, Justin and Mila, welcome to Radio 1.
Thank you.
Scott's not here today, unfortunately, and I've never actually interviewed any celebrities before, so you'll kind of have
Well,
to...
don't worry, we're not celebrities.
Yeah,
so.
you're A-OK. Yeah,
you'll do just fine.
Oh, they're really nice.
They're really sweet, and I didn't want to tell them about, you know, the Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon one.
It's best not to mention it.
Any of the others, so I just pretended that I'd never done any celebrity interviews before.
It's like, yeah, we're not celebrities. How down to earth is that? So it's going well so far.
Mm. And... the film is out next Friday.
Okay, good.
I've been told.
And then you ask this.
What do I do first, you know?
Oh, God.
Well, I
just
got
have
nervous.
Confidence.
Yeah, but I got nervous and I didn't... Well, I had a few questions, but I wasn't sure just to go into the questions or whether...
But you're the interviewer. Why are you asking them what to do?
Well, I'm not an interviewer, am I? I just got scared. what do I do first, you know?
You say, hey, how are you?
How are you?
You did the welcome.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Maybe we should try that again. I feel like you could have a little more energy.
Oh, I like how he's making you start again. So that was
the worst bit. I was like, okay, good, right, okay, I'll start again.
So here's you starting again. Let's hear how that went.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Justin and Mila, welcome to Radio 1.
Hey, thank you so much.
How are you guys?
I gotta say, what a pleasant welcome you just gave us.
Yeah, you were so nice and polite.
Oh, thank you.
We're very excited to be here.
Good.
Okay, pass the first test.
Okay, next. Shall we start the interview proper?
Sure, yeah. Go for it. No.
She was really nice to you and you just went, good. Oh, I can't bear this.
I don't know what to say. I just got really scared and I was thinking, what's my next question?
Very excited to be here.
Good.
Oh. Cringe. Okay, so here we go with the first proper question to Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis.
I have actually met you before, Justin. Do you remember?
Oh, God.
No, you're put on the spot.
I don't.
No.
I was probably drunk.
Oh.
How is he going to remember you?
Well, he
wouldn't remember you.
I met him once at a Shrek thing, so I thought... I know it's a few years ago. The one that doesn't speak was like, don't ask him that, don't ask him that. And I thought, well, it's not very often you get to speak to Justin Timberlake, so I will just see if he...
Becky, I'm not being funny. Justin Timberlake is one of the world's biggest stars. He meets a lot of people.
Mm.
But you didn't even give up.
No. I told all my friends we were like friends and you just say we're friends and then that'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean the time that we
yes!
met at the thing?
Yes.
Where you did the funny thing and I laughed. Mm-hmm. I went like, ha ha, I can't believe you did that funny thing. And you said, well, that's what I do, funny things. And then I said, because you're so funny. And I said, we should be friends. And then you said, I'll think about it. And then I called you a lot. And then you finally returned my phone call. And then we became friends.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're totally friends.
That exact time, yes. That is good.
Oh, God. I like it that he went along with it, though. This could have gotten a
he
lot worse.
He remembered me.
He didn't remember you.
He did, though.
He didn't, though. He said that, well, you did that thing. He's making it up.
I was desperately trying to think what the funny thing was that I did, and then...
The worst thing you can do... like, can I just
I
give
really
you a little
thought
tip?
He'd remembered me then.
Can I just give you a little tip when you're interviewing? The worst thing you can do, on or off air, is say to someone really, really famous, yeah, we've met before, because they never remember. They don't. It's only if they say it to you. Like, recently, I met Beyonce, she said, we've met before. You don't say it to them.
Okay.
All right? Okay, so finally... You
nice little
to...
name drop there with Beyonce.
Yeah, sorry, I just... let me just pick that up. Hang on. Oh, there it is. Good.
Unless it's Beyonce, and of course she
darling.
Knows me, darling.
Okay, so finally, you ask a question about the film.
So the film, Friends with Benefits, I saw it yesterday. It's really good.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Really good. I had to go with a guy from work, and I felt a bit uncomfortable.
Why?
Because there's lots of sex in it.
Do you not like to look at sex?
Yes, but not with men from work.
Oh, right.
Do you? I don't know.
I don't like to look at sex with men from work either.
No.
So.
That felt a bit
I,
weird.
Too, don't like to look at sex with men from work.
Oh, my God, you even managed to meet... That was awkward, even.
Yeah.
That could have been fine, but it was awkward. Who was the man that you went to see it with who you saw sex?
Matt Edmondson.
That's all right.
Yeah, it was
He's
weird.
Seen sex before.
And Johnny Vaughan, and he was really loud.
No, you don't want to see sex with Johnny Vaughan.
He kept shouting about pasties and...
Bacon,
I was like, oh, God.
Was he being loud-mouthed Johnny Vaughan?
Really loud.
Oh, God. I love him, but he loves to shout for no particular reason.
He wanted attention.
Hi, everybody. I'm here. Okay, next question.
Would you recommend the film for people on first dates?
Yes.
I would.
Absolutely.
I think it's funny. I mean, I think it's... I think if anything, they'll walk out... They'll walk out laughing and discussing how funny it was, and then...
Maybe it'll break the ice.
Who knows?
Do you not think the girl would think, oh, this is... If a boy took a girl to see it, she'd be like, oh, this is what he wants from me, this.
No.
No. I don't think that she should think like that. She's going to see a fun movie. Emotionally scarred woman. Oh, is this what he wants from me?
Oh, God, I think they think you're a bit weird. They do, don't they?
It wasn't going well by this point.
No. It started off all right, and they were really nice to you, and now they just think you're a weirdo. Okay, next question then.
On the show, we talk a lot about a massage face.
No! Oh, God, what is this?
Where you've got the face, you know, the face you pull when you're having a really good massage.
Okay.
There's lots of that in the film as well, isn't there? A lot of close-ups of massage face. Yeah.
I guess.
Do you want to see mine?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd love
it's
to.
It's like, kind of...
Oh, that looks like you're catatonic.
You look like you have a twitch.
Why would you ever show them your massage face? You're in front of Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. You're supposed to be interviewed about the film. You're like, well, do you want to see my massage face?
Yeah, and then they said such nice things about it.
Mm. Well, you can guess what's next.
Yeah, do you have one? Well, I've seen yours.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Do you have one?
I'm sure I do. You want to see my...
Your massage face is pretty audible.
Yeah. Is it?
It's pretty audible, right? At least in the movie it is.
Mine is like a scream.
So...
What's next?
I got to see theirs. Well, that's the interview. I didn't have any time for any more questions. Because I'd gone on so much about the massage face, and then Justin's story about obviously how we're friends took up ages. And you know, in these situations where you only get a small amount of time with the people?
All right, let me just get this right. So you... got to interview these two massive stars in Hollywood, and you asked about whether he remembered you or not, and asked...
In hindsight, that was a mistake because it took up too much of the time.
Then asked if you wanted them to see your massage face
again,
and said that you've already seen his, and that's it.
Yeah. I did get them to do a message for you, though, because you weren't there, so they really wanted to do this for you.
Okay.
They're really big fans of the show, and they asked to do this before they left.
Okay, let's hear that, then.
Hi, Scott. We're so sorry you're not here today.
We're really big fans of the show. We listen all the time when we're here in the UK. Our favorite bit is Stupid Street. Hopefully see you soon. Enjoy the boob!
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah?
That's really good. That's made me happier.
Oh, thank God for that.
No, really good. Oh, thank you.
They were lovely. They were so lovely.
And I like it that they like Stupid Street as well. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, I've just listened back to that message that they did for me, Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis, a couple of times. And A lot of people agree with me as well on our Facebook and on Twitter and on text. It sounds a bit false to me, like you've told them to say it, or maybe they're reading it or something. It didn't sound real. And now I've just found this.
So I've just written something out. Well, cut it together in the end so that he thinks it's all for me.
Okay.
Hi, good. Scott. So sorry you're not here today.
Well, that's what we said.
Yeah, he just, I think maybe just...
Just repeat it.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi, Scott. We're so sorry you're not here today.
We're really big fans of the show.
We're really big fans of the show.
We listen all the time when we're in the UK.
We listen all the time when we're here in the UK.
I've heard enough. Right. I don't understand how some people are saying that you should now do all the interviews on this show. Can you imagine? I wouldn't be able to be in the room.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.